This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, September 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Modi says trade deal on the way. Biofuels could be used for ocean shipping. And hungry people stressed, Feeding America reports. Rollins, Kirk killing tragedy for America. Flags are at half-staff at USDA and across the federal government following the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, who called Kirk a dear friend and brother, quickly posted a long statement shortly after his death. This tragedy centers upon him and his beloved family, but make no mistake, this is a tragedy for America too, no matter what your politics. Trading away the politics of reason and persuasion, Charlie's life's work for the false politics of violence and murder is trading away America itself, Rollins said in part. Modi, confident of trade deal. It's looked for a while that the U.S.-India relations were on the skids, but in a post on X, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says negotiators are trying to finalize a trade deal at the earliest. He also says he is confident that our trade negotiations will pave the way for unlocking the limitless potential of the U.S.-India partnership. Earlier, President Donald Trump posted that the two countries were continuing negotiations on trade barriers. I feel certain that there will be no difficulty in coming to a successful conclusion, he said. Senators mull biofuels for ocean shipping. A bill that would allow biofuels used in ocean shipping to qualify for the renewable fuel standard got a hearing of the Senate committee yesterday. Expanding into new and diversified markets is critical for driving demand for U.S. corn and soybeans, said Senator Pete Ricketts, a Nebraska Republican who co-sponsored the bill with Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. Ricketts, a member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, brushed off concerns that using biofuels in shipping would unfairly compete with food uses. It's simply not true, he said. But Kathy Metcalf, a former president of the Chamber of Shipping of America, questioned whether the biofuel industry could supply the shipping market. She said the shipping industry wasn't opposed to using biofuels, but is concerned whether, quote, the quantity is going to be available in sufficient amounts. We support that bill as only one piece of an overall strategy to address decarbonization for marine transportation, she said. Her group represents U.S.-based companies that own or operate vessels. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Hungry Americans stressed out. People who have received charitable food assistance in the past 2 years report not being as healthy as they would like to be and anxious about their food situation. 52% of the people surveyed by Feeding America said they had run out of food at least once in the past year before they could afford to buy more. About 79% said they are not as healthy as they would wish. 77% said they are dealing with lots of stress and anxiety. That according to the group's annual Insights report, Feeding America represents food banks. Healthy food costs more, and I'm forced to buy unhealthy food to be able to fill my stomach, one person said. Nearly 9 in 10 people surveyed said it's, quote, important that anti-hunger policies make it possible for all children, regardless of their family's income, to get healthy meals at school if they need them. Pork producers take Proposition 12 issue to Capitol Hill. About 140 hog farmers have been in town this week visiting with lawmakers in hopes of getting federal legislation to address Proposition 12. That's the California law that prohibits the sale of pork in the state if it comes from the offspring of sows raised in gestation crates. National Pork Producers Council immediate past board president Lori Stevermer told AgriPulse yesterday they had heard from Representative Randy Feenstra of Iowa that morning. He's optimistic that they're going to address and work on the farm bill yet this fall, Stevermer said. NPPC has been fighting Proposition 12 since before it was approved by California voters in 2018 and upheld by the Supreme Court in 2023. Since then, opponents have argued that similar efforts by other states involving not just pork but other farm practices as well could lead to a patchwork of state laws. State foresters seek expanded CRP opportunities for forest acreage. Conservation Reserve Program contracts for treed acres have declined in the past decade. Utah State Forester Jamie Barnes told a House Agriculture Subcommittee yesterday. He asked lawmakers to expand re-enrollment opportunities for lands planted with trees so long as they're being actively managed to prevent wildfires. In written testimony, Barnes told the Subcommittee on Forestry and Horticulture that the CRP is a useful program for maintaining forests as land is increasingly converted to other uses like residential or solar development. But amid declining enrollment of treed acres, changes to current policy are needed, he added. Barnes testified on behalf of the National Association of State Foresters. Rollins announces farm-to-school grants. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has opened the application process for $18 million in farm-to-school grants in fiscal 2026. The amount is the largest to be awarded under the Patrick Leahy Farm-to-School Grant Program. It follows a decision in March to cancel $10 million in Leahy Program grants for FY25. These grants will open new doors for small family farms, expand access to healthy food in schools, and inspire the next generation of great American farmers, Rollins said in a news release. Here's today's final word. Agencies should be efficient and effective, but that does not mean that they should be mining the information of our farmers and using it for purposes that we don't know. That the word of Representative April McCain Delaney of Maryland speaking to AgriPulse about a bill she introduced to bar Department of Government efficiency employees from accessing Farm Service Agency databases. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, September 11th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.